Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. If you read Garden & Gun magazine or Bon Appetit, you may have noticed our next guest company receiving some accolades for their cast iron skillets. His company is also one of several that has found a home at the old Charleston Navy base. Isaac Morton is founder of Smithy Ironware in North Charleston. Today, he's in our studio. Isaac, welcome.
Thanks, Mike.
First of all, give us a brief history and overview of your company.
I started this company about 3 or 4 years ago, closer to five, out of a passion for cast iron cookware, vintage cast iron cookware. And a lot of cookware manufactured 100 years ago plus was really well made. And I collected this stuff. I gave it to friends and family, restored it, and realized there was a little bit missing in the marketplace. And so our goal is to create cast iron cookware in sort of a vintage style with a very smooth surface that sort of harkens back to some of those nice pans in the past.
And the name came from where?
Well, the name came from, it's sort of a play on a smith or a smithy, who is someone who tinkers or works with metal. We added an E.
Well, walk us through the process of setting up this operation.
Yeah. The setup began, like a lot of companies, in my garage. It evolved to working with an industrial designer, getting a print of what we wanted to recreate, getting that in front of a foundry. And a foundry casts the piece that we make, and then it comes to us in our facility, and we polish it and machine it and grind it, and then apply seasoning, which is oil, to the surface, and we heat it and cure it onto the surface of the skillet.
And where is your foundry?
Our foundry is in the Midwest. We work with a foundry that's been around for 60, 80 years. We sort of stumbled onto them after being kicked out of probably every other foundry we talked to. But they were really interested in our project, and we've been with them ever since.
And how have you been able to receive the attention of some of these culinary magazines?
You know, I think we just kind of hit the pavement and send them what we're working on, tell them our story. It resonates. I mean, I think people that are interested in food also are very interested in the cookware they're using. And there are people that are absolutely very passionate about cast iron, and particularly that old vintage cast iron. And so this is sort of a modern alternative to it. So it was pretty natural to have some of these media and magazines really interested in it out of the gate.
And what have been your challenges in getting this running?
Really, a lot of the manufacturing early on was a challenge. When you get a run of sample skillets and all the handles have broken off in shipping, you sort of think, oh gosh, have I really stepped over my skis here? But like anything, you fail and you move forward and you get it right. But what I have found is most important is finding and then keeping the right people, building a culture of teamwork, accountability, and also letting everybody know that we're interested in their growth and we're interested in helping them out with whatever it is they need, whether it's at their house or in our shop. But we've got a pretty good team right now, and it's been a lot of fun working with our team and growing our team.
And where are you selling your products now, your skillets? Are they online only? Are you in brick-and-mortar stores?
We are. We're in brick-and-mortar stores, and we're also available on our website.
And so you started with e-commerce and then moved into some, started adding physical locations?
We did, yes.
And how did that happen? Did you actually go to corporate offices with sales packages?
Honestly, they came to us. But our core at the beginning was, hey, let's try it on the website. Let's see how it goes. And within months, we had wholesalers inquiring.
Talk about how the product line has developed. I'm assuming that the very first product was your traditional size cast iron skillet.
Yeah, it was. We started with a 10-inch skillet, which is sort of your basic. We moved on to a 12-inch. That's far and away our most popular skillet right now. We're in the process right now of releasing our latest 8-inch skillet, which is a smaller, It's a much easier to use skillet. It's a little bit lighter weight.
Well, Isaac, thanks so much for making the trip to Columbia to stop by our studio.
You got it. Thanks a lot.
Isaac Morton is founder of Smithy Ironware in North Charleston, South Carolina. We will have a link to his company posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again and subscribe to this podcast. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.